Hi everyone, this is Sonia and you're now listening to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast.
Hi everyone, my name is Janet and you're now listening to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast.
Hi everyone, this is King Precious of Let's Shift with Precious Podcast and you're now listening to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast. Don't touch the dial.
Hello everyone, this is Gideon Wani, aka Pablo Castro PR. I want you to support my podcast from at least $1 monthly to unlock rewards I'm offering. You get a shout out on my show. You get merchandise from me and more. Hit the link on my bio on Instagram, search at Pablo Castrogram or search at the Madhouse ENT _ or search the Madhouse Entertainment on Google. Go ahead, support us. We love you. Thank you very much.
Ordinary man like me, oh, yeah. Ordinary babe like she, oh, yeah. They don't think could they do 19, oh, yeah. It's the way with the body, they're twin, yeah. But now, Lua, do not make me bigger. Light my fire, light your speaker. Feeling like jigga with my mood, two minas. Pretty chicas, dodo rima. The Holy Ghost fire, burn my otta. Burn the agbada, burn the anika. Holy Ghost water, bath my papa. What you got now if you do, don't exist.
But what thing we do and make you bless us like this, Baba? Heart is jumping because you granted it this.
Hello guys, if you want to advertise your products or promote your music on this podcast, call me on +234 80 721 28133. I'll call it again for you, +234 80 721 28133, or check our show notes to get our email and contact us. Thank you very much. We'll promote for you and send it out there to the audience you need.
I am a winner. When I don't get the money, they hide their face. Only you, they show face, yo. Some people, they look at me like I don't curse. Your grace, they care crazy, yo. A lot of people telling me to lie down straight. A lot of what's done, they sleep for my gate. But I'm a kangus, like I'm a bull, like I'm a case. Only many go, I thank you, oh. Marachuku baruba, baruba ne baino. Ngozi chuku baruba, baruba ne baino. Marachuku baruba, baruba ne baino. No, so I am a winner, winner, oh, winner. Like a boy, I am a winner, winner, oh, winner.
Hey, 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 hello everyone, this is your favorite boy, Pablo Castro PR, also known as Gideon Wani. If it's your first time listening to me, thank you very much for streaming, thank you very much for tuning in. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. If you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, please follow and rate this podcast to help us, you know, top charts globally. So guys, this is a new podcast episode of Chat with Pablo Castro and you're hanging out with me today and I'm having a guest on the show. Her name is Jinica. We'll be talking about the topic, what should partners bring to the table in a relationship? So guys, our merch online store will be launching soon. We'll be selling different things for you guys. I'll share the link once we launch the store. The store launches on April 27th, and that's my birthday. Shout out to me. My birthday is in a week time, man. So, guys, I'll be expecting the gifts from you guys. All I want for you to do is, you know, stream more episodes, you know, as a birthday gift. You can decide to send my podcast money. You can decide to shop on the store. There'll be a discount code for you guys if you use it. You get to enjoy the benefits, man. So, guys, on this episode today, I'll be talking to my friend over Google Meet. And you guys should stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. I'll be going on a quick music break. And when I get back, we're talking to my friend, fine girl, beautiful girl, who lives in Canada. Her name is Jinica. Shout out to you, girl. So, stay tuned, guys. Don't forget to follow us, like, share, subscribe, and join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag #ChatWithPabloCastro. I'll be right back, guys. Stay tuned.
It's your boy
DJ Natsil. Hit me.
See, I like my girl with the biggie bum bum. Find your pretty face, tell me where you come from. Anytime you move your body, you just shake it dance floor. If it is your waist, where they rise my John. Oh my baby, Walangolo, shake em for me, check o my room. Love the way you back it up, Walangolo, shake em for me, check o my room. Love the way you back it up, girl, I don't mind if you got a man. I just wanna make you shake in your ass, Walangolo, shake em for me, check o my room. Love the way you back it up. Girl, I don't mind if you got a man. I just wanna make you shake in your ass, Walangolo.
Hey guys, what's up? You're welcome to another episode of Chat with Pablo Castro, and I'm on the call right now with Jeannie Jeannica. What's up, baby girl? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm happy to be here. Hi, everyone.
Hi. What's good now? How's that side now? We think it's soap now. I can't speak in for you sometimes. Okay. I just, you know, blend with it.
I'm happy. The weather is awesome. Like, spring is here. No more, like, winter and storms. So, awesome. I'm excited. And summer is around the corner. So,
Hold on. Is there a summer body coming? Is there a summer body coming for us? Boss our head away.
Summer what?
Summer body.
yes. I'm prepping for that summer body.
Awesome.
You guys will see. Don't worry.
I see. So call out your social media handles for them to follow you. Yeah, follow you there.
Yeah. So my media handle is on Instagram is FAV_PAGORA. So FAV_Pagora.
Nice one. So guys, I'm chatting with her remotely right now. She's in Canada, somewhere in Canada. Where exactly are you in Canada? Tell us.
I live in Montreal. It's in Quebec. Province is Quebec. The city is Montreal.
Man, makes sense. This is fine. I see it in the pictures, man. God, where? No?
It's fine. It looks fine on camera, but not everywhere looks nice. There's still the ghettos. So
there are trenches there.
Like the grass seems greener on this side, but it really isn't. There's still the rich, there's the poor, there's the middle class.
That's right. It's like that.
And the ghetto is the ghetto, like
trenches.
Some serious shit like, goes down there.
And so, trenches, right?
I feel like it's just pictures, like for aesthetics. So okay. I don't know, Sha, but I shall prefer this weather, and I prefer this country to Nigeria, because Nigeria is
Nigeria, man. So guys, we're on Chat with Pablo Castro. Join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag Chat with Pablo Castro. Follow this podcast at the Madhouse ENT_. Follow me, Pablo Castro, on Instagram, and I'm on Twitter at _PabloCastroPR. We have a topic today to talk about, girl. But before we go to that topic, I do this every time. You know, I have this question I ask my guests. It's funny and all. So I need you to answer me. Yeah? You there?
Okay.
All right. You're laughing. If you were a food, what type of food would you be and why?
If I were a food, do you mean food or like can I choose a fruit?
Would you prefer fruits?
Okay, so I would choose two. I would choose a food and a fruit. Okay. So if I was,
but you have your reasons. I'd
probably, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd probably be a really, really yummy drumstick, grilled chicken, Sha.
Yeah.
You know, all the pepper and the sauce.
And the big meat there, the chunky meat there.
Because I like to think that my personality is very savory, it's delicious.
Wow.
It can be spicy sometimes.
Yeah.
But in the end, you know, you enjoy it. So that's why I chose a piece of grilled chicken.
Okay.
And then for fruit, I would say a watermelon.
Watermelons
are very refreshing.
Yeah.
And I like to think that my personality brings some like sort of refreshment to the table.
My.
And so Those are my answers.
Cool, man. Thank you very much. I saw you answered us very well. Very, very well, man. Thank you. So, guys, you're still chatting with us right here on Chat with Pablo Castro, and our topic is still this. What should partners bring to the table in a relationship? So, baby girl, tell us, what do you think? What do you think about this topic? What do you have to say about this topic?
Okay, so before I start, we should understand that this is merely my opinion, also from my experience.
Okay.
I feel like the word partnership, it means that both parties are bringing equal quality, equal value to the table.
Yeah.
Now, that equal value could differ depending on your relationship, mm-hmm. right?
True.
So I would say that, because I hear people say stuff like, oh, my boyfriend should do this, my husband should do this,
yeah.
His money is my money,
mm-hmm.
and my money is my money.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't understand, because sometimes I like to think, hey, what if you were that guy?
Mm-hmm.
How would you, shuffle meeting your own personal needs and then meeting the needs of this very self-centered individual that you call your wife or your girlfriend? You get.
Yeah, I get.
And the same thing, it's vice versa, right? There's like some guys who are not really pulling their weight in relationships, and it's the girl that's doing like most of the work.
Yeah, true.
In the end, relationships like that end up, brewing resentment.
Yeah.
In the end, you're like, it's almost like if you're tugging at a string, you keep tugging at it like over and over.
Yeah.
After some time, it's going to break, right? Because the string or the rope just can't take it.
It can't take it
anymore.
And that's
the same thing with relationships. If your relationship is a contemporary one, it's a modern relationship where both parties are working, you guys have your own lives, your own social circles.
True.
I feel like when you guys meet at the end of the day, like, or in your relationship, you guys should be pulling equal weight.
Of course, not like, so it should be balanced.
Be out on dinners and dates, mm-hmm, and all that. Mm-hmm, sometimes mm-hmm. you too, like,
then
babe, dress up, let's hang out. It's on me tonight.
I swear, I'm making sense. I swear, I'm making sense.
Nice gifts. Guys like gifts. Like, every time I've given a male friend of mine a gift, the response is just so sad, because you can see this guy is so excited.
Yes, now we rarely get it.
Gifts from anyone.
I swear, like, these girls don't bother. They'll tell you they're bringing themselves to the table. And I don't know why they say that. Like, you ask them, what are you bringing to the table? They'll tell you, I'm bringing myself. What is yourself?
I've heard someone say, she's the damn table. I understand.
Wow.
I feel like you're the table, right? But even the table serve, like, the relationship, to me, I feel like the relationship is your table, and then you guys are serving meals on that table. Like, you're presenting a dish to your partner, and your partner is doing the same, right? So you should present something your partner would appreciate.
Yeah.
You should get to know what your partner is about, what your partner is looking for. That's the whole idea of not only fucking and
loving
up all over the place.
I swear.
You get to have those conversations.
Yes, future
find
plans,
out what are you looking for in a babe,
plans,
right?
Yeah.
What are you looking for in a guy? Mm-hmm. Discuss it and then think, okay, can I do this?
Yeah.
This guy wants someone that will be there for him mentally, physically, and also sometimes financially
sometimes.
First of all,
so,
it's dope when you travel and then you come back and find out that your babe has fixed so many things in the house.
Hold on, I swear, they pockets. Don't know this. I swear, see, you're preaching well. I hope they are hearing right now, and I'm sure they are, because they have to hear all this. Go ahead.
There's respect levels that come from it.
Okay.
If you notice, most of these very successful relationships and marriages are, fueled by serious partnership, like real-time partnership.
Fact.
The man knows that my girl has, can hold her own.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't really need me, she just wants me.
Yes, no.
Which now makes you understand that, okay, if I'm not around, she can actually hold the fort.
Yeah.
If I build a kingdom, I can leave it in her hands. She's good.
Yep.
I'm emphasizing on the women, because to be honest, men have been pulling their weight for the longest time.
You said, as they go with them, why they talk?
I have so many male friends, and I hear them complain over and over again. I know some people who have given up on, like, ladies in Africa completely. They're like, see, we're going abroad, we're going to take those white girls.
Yeah, of course.
These white girls here,
it's the same thing, right?
They're basically like guys in women's bodies, because they tell you. I have a friend who was telling me she was saving up to buy a PS for her husband.
That's cool, man.
And I was like, what? That was like when I just nearly came over here. And I was like, what? And then she was like, yeah, that's when he comes home, he's stressed. So she just lets him play his PS, but the kids ruined or destroyed the previous one.
Wow.
And she wanted to replace it.
Yes. No.
Now, that right there is awesome because,
I swear.
Trust me, this guy obviously doesn't know she's thinking this.
Yeah.
But when she does it, like, you're just like, happy. Man, I made the right choice.
Of course, no.
And these guys have been dating for 8 years. They were married. They've been married for about 4 years.
Mad.
But I mean, you can understand why that relationship is still like, successful.
Yes,
because
no.
She's also pulling her weight.
I swear.
He's doing his own. He's doing his best.
Everybody's happy.
And she's doing the same. She's matching his energy.
Of course.
There's nothing better than being with someone that is matching your energy on all fronts, not only bringing your body to the table. Don't you also enjoy the sex? If you sex, is it only him that enjoys it?
Yes, no. You don't know
what exactly. Let's do this math now.
I swear.
Let's do like a table.
True.
What he's bringing and what you're bringing.
Of course.
And then you're saying you're the table.
Doesn't
you dress
match.
Up
doesn't match.
For Valentine's and say, oh, you're the gift.
Yes. Even the guy body dress.
Because your body is not a gift. Because I know a woman is a queen. She's a queen.
Yes,
she's
of course.
Flower.
Like, we know that. We respect you guys for that.
Special,
100.
Right?
Yes.
But is the guy garbage? Is he not a human being? Is he not special too? Are you not lucky to also have
it? Does he not have needs too? He has needs too.
Yes. And society has, you know, prevented men from expressing their needs, expressing their emotions, expressing how they truly feel about certain things.
No be lie.
You know, men have been trained to stay strong, to keep quiet, to not show weakness, to not show vulnerability.
Exactly.
And I think that's also the problem. And that's what's fueling this terrible mentality.
I think
expecting so much from a man.
No be lie. I think there's a set of people that is ruling them, that is telling them how they should like play their life and live their life. You know, they follow some of these influencers online that do this, and it's like a norm. You get, and those kind of things get to these people. Like,
to Instagram at this
you
point
get, like,
what Twitter, what?
Yes, now, and in the name of catching crews, they're believing these people, I swear, and they're following their lifestyle. You see a girl tell you that, okay, a guy should, you know, do everything after an omega to win her heart, you get, so that she cannot look outside, of which it's not supposed to be like that, you know. Even I say the guy would do that one, she said, what can she pull for the guy to, you know, make the guy
exactly know that. My point. Like, I feel like if your man knows that he has a gorgeous girlfriend or a gorgeous wife, who also, like, she's more than just her body, she's more than just her looks.
Yeah, she's pulling more.
You know, you're bringing some intellectual property to the table, like you're smart.
Yes, no.
And you're also pulling your weight financially.
Confirm.
I always say this, like, women should have their own money. Women should make their own money.
Yeah.
That way you don't end up in the wrong relationship. There's so many women that are in relationships because of money.
That's right. And they're suffering. They're collecting beatings.
And then when they meet a guy, they actually, like, they would cheat. It's not rocket science
at all.
Like, this is, it makes absolute sense to me, if I'm being very honest. If you're with someone for money and not really, like, because you want to be with that person, when you would surely meet someone you want to be with.
Yeah, true.
For sure, because the world is filled with amazing people. You will. And then when you do, your emotions would always win.
Of course.
You know, after everything, after cheating and stuff, you feel bad. I'm like, oh, I feel bad. But what's done is done.
It's done already, you know.
And if you're given the opportunity, you would do it again. Cool. Because the heart is just a very interesting organ.
Yes, thank you.
It makes you do this,
a lot.
The darnest things. But but the thing about the heart is that it's true. It's pure, right?
Mm-hmm, very pure.
So I feel like, you know, if a woman is pulling her weight, she's invested in a man.
Yes, yes.
She should want to also meet his needs. She should find out.
Yes.
Men don't talk much about what they want, to be very honest.
Yes.
But listen to the cues. Women are also very perceptive. So you should know what your man wants.
Yes.
I'm not saying every time we'll spoil him and finish all your money on him.
No. At all.
Match that energy as well.
Yeah.
He's also spending money on you. You don't know where he's getting that money from.
Some of them don't even know where. I swear. A lot of them don't even know where. They're never ready to, like, fish from that same, you know, river. I swear that, because it might be far gone. I swear. I saw this video. The girl, all she was, like, happy about was all the things the guy already bought for her and places he already taken her to. Like, people were like, where's your own money in this relationship? Like, trust me, guys, there was no money.
Like, because I don't know, but like, my sister, she's very big on, you know, female empowerment and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then there are certain things that she wants to do.
Okay.
And she just goes ahead and does it with her own money. Do you get?
Oh, yeah.
And in the end, whoever she like ends up with, that guy is going to be a very lucky person, because she would definitely spend on him because the money is there. Do you understand?
I guess.
She's been working, she's been hustling, and then there's the money. Mm-hmm. Not the one that, you know, during the day you're just out there posting
social
snaps,
yes, now
going about
location,
posting we outside all over the place,
posting that the boy is spending all his money
at night, you're hustling the guy for 500k to buy a
I
week.
Swear, and if
can
he's not doing it,
500k week,
I swear,
can you afford it?
They can't
you get?
And if the guy is not doing it, they're bouncing to the next person, you know, right? Even when he's doing it, they're still bouncing to others. The highest bidder,
they're bouncing to the next person. Like, I had this rule, but this is something I just recently developed. If I'm going out on a date with somebody, I need to also be able to afford what I order.
Yes, true.
So,
cool.
In the event that maybe the card does not work,
yeah,
or something,
support.
I should be able to pull out my own card and pay.
Yes, that's you bringing something to the table, you know.
I know that, I have the money as well.
Yes, true.
You know, as opposed to just going out empty-handed, that's a risk.
True, true.
If you ask me, it's a huge risk. True. Okay, what if the guy leaves you stranded?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
As so should wash plates.
Like,
should wash
relationships,
plates.
You need to, if you want to be an equal partner, and I know women, ladies want to be equal partners.
In this life,
men as well want to be equal partners. They want, deep down, you want someone that's going to be a partner. You don't want a liability.
At
no
all.
One wants a liability.
True.
We all want to be assets in our rights.
Of course.
So if you want to be an asset, bring something tangible
to
the table. Whatever it is, start from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know? Start from somewhere. Let him at least see that you're bringing something. Sex is not it.
At all.
Sex is not.
It's just like secondary. It's secondary. if not thirdary. If there's one. So guys,
I'm telling you, like, it's not an asset. Like, bring more than that. There are so many people that I know in Lagos that are not able to have intellectual conversations with their significant others. That's not a partnership.
At all.
I'm not going to tell them that because, hey, you know, you're an adult and you are allowed to make your decisions, and you will learn eventually, right?
Yes, no.
So they might never learn, but, you know, God be with them. But, like, if you're able to have an intellectual conversation with your partner, I feel like that's, you've won. You've won.
I swear.
If you're able to start a project and your partner is able to contribute, if your partner can contribute mentally and financially, awesome, you've won.
I swear, it's like
you've won
the champion
time.
The champion,
you have a real one on your side.
I swear.
You get,
yes, no.
And for so long, women have been benefiting from this relationship thing.
Mm-hmm.
Women have been benefiting from marriage, and I think it's time for men to also benefit, you know?
Thank you for starting for us.
Enjoy
I swear, I swear. They need to hear this more. I swear, it's hard. Some of them, they might be against this right now, and I know for sure some of them will listen and be like, who's this girl? I sure she's not lying. I swear, don't worry, girls, in this life,
the truth is bitter. And when I bring this up with people that, well, thankfully, my female friends actually are more pro spoil your boyfriend, spoil your husband.
Yeah.
Like,
mentality,
I know people who constantly add clothes and stuff to their shopping carts for their men.
That's cool.
Do you get?
That's love.
And that's awesome. You know, they hear, oh, my man wants this thing. And men, they go out and get it.
Yes.
Because they have the women have money.
I swear.
Let nobody deceive you. Women
I know.
Are rich.
Women are rich. Yes. Yes.
I say it
every time.
You,
I say it.
And if they want to be with you,
yeah,
they would spoil you.
Of course.
Although there are people that don't know they should, but you know, learn. We're evolving, right? We're growing up. You can't know everything.
Okay.
I didn't know all of this when I was younger, and that's probably why some of my relationships did not work.
Yeah.
But now I know. Mm-hmm. You know. I'm improving myself. Knowledge is indeed power.
Yeah, true.
And you gain more if you learn more and improve yourself. Constantly improve yourself too.
Of course.
Because men are natural hustlers.
No,
men are natural protectors, right? They want to make enough money. They want to make sure you're comfortable.
Yeah.
But women, you know, just sitting on your ass and not doing anything is not good.
I've just been the table.
If you want that, go and be a housewife.
No more.
Sit at home and don't do anything.
But that's boring. That would be boring.
If you want to be like someone that is working class, you want to have a social life, you want to go out there, let the man be seeing what you're working for.
Of course.
You know, let him be seeing that they're paying my wife or my babe something. She's getting some stipend or some salary every month.
True.
Let it be shown on his body. Let his guys say, ah, your baby's taking care of you. I swear. Like, that kind of thing.
Me jealousy the day.
You are shining, like glowing, that kind of, because men also want love. They are human beings.
I swear.
That's why there's so much bitterness in the world, because this particular gender just doesn't get enough love or compassion or empathy from anyone.
It's sad and sad. And it's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
That's right. So thank you, man. Thank you. Don't worry. If we keep
enough to the table, yeah. Woman is the table. I beg you, should rest.
She rest.
The table, bring something to the table while the man is bringing stuff. You to bring your own.
Hello.
And it guarantees a successful partnership.
Yes.
Emphasis on partnership.
True.
Uh-huh.
True. You probably do. Thank you. Big time. Yeah. I swear, like you said, everything already, man. I'm sure they have listened, and those that didn't listen is their own wild out. That's good. So, guys, we've been hanging out with Jeannie Carr. It's Jeannie Carr, right? Or Jeannie Carr. Pronounce it well for me, please.
It's Jeannie Carr. It's an Ibuni.
Okay. Where in Nigeria are you from normally, like your origin?
I'm from Anambra.
Yeah, no. People have heard her. Go and follow her and like her picture. She's a great person and amazing, too. So, guys, we're going on a quick music break. We've been chatting with Pablo Castro for a bit, and we're about to go on a quick music break, and when we get back, we have a second part for her, and she's about to get it lit once again. Baby girl, we'll be right back, man. We are now. People they talk say na only woman as I be talk about, only me make I just they talk about them. I know be focus on the negativity inside my country, so me I got to change the matter. I don't talk, I don't shout, I don't bless, I don't come, I don't tweet, I don't cuss my rada. Crews know they finish inside the country, so once in a while I got to turn up. Yeah, are you there? Are you there? Yeah, are you there? Our podcast episodes are streamed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and others. If you have to listen to the complete show and enjoy the full entertainment, you have to subscribe and become a member of the podcast. You can either support or donate to this podcast. Check the link in our show notes for more, or follow at Pablo Castrogram on Instagram and click the link on his bio, or follow at the Madhouse ENT _ for more. Thank you very much for listening. Stream more episodes, and if you can subscribe, please subscribe from at least $1 monthly, which is 500 Nigerian Naira, very affordable, to unlock exclusive contents and more rewards. God bless you. Till next time, I appreciate you. One love.